I know we have gotten a question about, I bought the You Can Too program, and I'm finding it very helpful, but I can't get my son to sit down and go through it with me. Here, if you just have anything to do with it, any advice?
I'll certainly share my advice, and if there are other parents online that are listening and you know want to chime in with advice or you know experience they've had, please feel free to do so. You know, sometimes I have heard from parents that really what ends up happening is that they use the program, that they go through the program, they learn the material, the information, and then they are the ones to basically translate it for their child, to let their child know what the strategies or the recommendations are. So they say, for example, okay, you know, here's what we need to do about medicine, and we're going to take medicine twice a day, and this is the medicine you need to take, and there are going to be these toileting exercises, and this is going to happen 3 times a day. So basically the parent is going through the program, learning the information, and then translating it. But I think it's also reasonable for families to say to their child, you know, it's important for you to be part of the solution. And one of the ways of being part of the solution is that we sit down together and we learn this material together. And if the child doesn't want to do that or is refusing to do that, he can, you know, turn back to one of those behavioral modules and kind of recall the information about trying to reinforce behaviors with incentives. So if the child, you know, will sit down, you know, before being asked, you know, 3 times or whatever it is, they can earn, you know, a certain privilege. Maybe they get 15 minutes extra screen time or 15 minutes longer before bedtime or whatever it is that might motivate a particular child. And if the incentives don't work, you know, sometimes people consider consequences like loss of privileges. So again, I think that the behavior is one that's about, you know, trying to solve the incapricious and being part of that solution. And so it's reasonable to hold children, you know, accountable for those behaviors. So certainly I think that's one option. And then I've, you know, again, like I was talking about in the beginning, I've heard from parents that they've also used it to get the information out of it. And then they've been the one to be responsible for delivering that information to their child.